Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor at CHI Memorial. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. So good to see you and hear you, and I wish I were with you. Oh my goodness, we'll talk about that later. So glad that CHI Memorial has our backs here. You know, I hear so much negative press on the TV, which we may talk about later, but you know, we're seeing improving numbers in this area, greater safety, and we're ready for all of this. We have all of the procedures and process in place for you to be seen at any of the CHI Memorial facilities, whether that be the hospital or an office. So come on down, give a call first if you think you may be sick. Otherwise, make your appointment. Come on and see us, and we have your back. So good that we're seeing the city open up just a little bit. I'm glad. I hope it does come to be. But like we talked about a little bit last week, I sincerely hope and pray we get to have the band series, the Chattanooga Nights, which is the rename, Chattanooga Unite, which is the remake of Riverfront Nights, if I remember the name from the past, and also J-Fest. I think J-Fest may be on the riverfront this year. What a fantastic idea. I hope we get to do that. It'd be a move from Camp Jordan, if I understand. I may have that right. I may have that wrong, but we'll see, and I hope it comes to town, and we get all these things because this area needs it, and we need to all get back together and be united, just like the name, Chattanooga Unite. So, Ed, what's up in your world?
Well, thank you, my friend. And, of course, I am out of town on a much-needed time away. I don't take good care of myself. I do take very good care of myself in many areas, such as food and nutrition, but I don't with my time off. And it has been a much-needed break. And so I'm down on the eastern coast of Florida and had some beautiful weather. And, of course, I am the owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and been doing that since 1979, and certainly have was, I think, born to do the whole path of health, wellness, nutrition. My daughter Katie is also part of the whole package, and her wiring is similar to mine. She's going to be carrying on the tradition for decades past. I am quite confident of that. So I've been down here in Florida, and I will have to say, Chris, that I actually have a certain philosophy when I go out of town that may be different than most, because I'm so disciplined and rigid, which I'm not bragging about because sometimes it can be a hardship, but because I try to eat very, very well, as you know, Dr. Green and Sean, that I, you know, really, really don't bend very much. But I tell you, when I go on vacation, I make it a point to eat unhealthy food.
I'm so proud of you, Ed. I've raised you so well.
Well, the reason I do that is because you have to have a mental break in order to maintain that discipline month in and month out. And if you just do it 365 days a year, you're going to crack. And so I've had hush puppies to the point of feeling nauseous, but they were worth it. And key lime pie, and I didn't eat fried fish. I did eat grilled fish, but it has been a wonderful food week, no doubt, for me to get my to get in a new routine, so that when I do come back on Monday, I will be fully ready to embrace my old lifestyle. Because I will say, physically, I don't feel as well when I eat that way. There's no doubt that it is not a healthy diet. Mentally it is, but physically it's not. So I encourage people who are, you know, kind of like me, who truly work hard to eat healthy, maybe take a break sometimes. If you truly eat unhealthy, I don't know if you really should have the permission to do that, but what do you do when you go on vacation, Dr. Green? Do you loosen up more or what?
Absolutely. I mean, I don't make a point just to get off healthy eating, but I just don't play anything by a plan. I play everything by ear, whatever comes up. No set plans. A day might say we might go to the beach around noon. We'll probably might go to breakfast, might go to lunch, might go to dinner. We'll just see what happens and play it by ear the whole time. And it's just fantastic. And the days and nights are always full. I was just, as you were talking, I was having memories flash through of my dad, who would be disciplined through most of the year. But you get him on vacation and he loved life. He would have ice cream. Never saw him eat dessert. He would have ice cream. Like you're saying, hush puppies, oysters, whatever he wanted. And it was so nice. And by the way, if you get nauseous, remember what my little sister always says. She says, if you're eating something good and you get nauseous, push right through it. You can do it. So, Cassie, if you're listening, sorry about that. But, yeah, we enjoy, you know, a good life when we're vacationing. And I think that's okay as well, because the rest of the year, you and I are fairly disciplined.
Dr. Green, in order to believe that Ed Jones eats unhealthy, we need to see photographs.
That would help.
And then we need to put it on our Facebook page.
Well, we could. I've been trying to get him on Snapchat.
I can't imagine Ed not eating healthy.
You know, I can, because I know there's that fun side in there. So I know it's there. And you're right. If you do, there's only one time I can think of in my life where I was as perfect as I cannot remember getting off of my diet or exercise plan. I was running every day. I lived at the beach, and frankly, I was miserable. I mean, you can only do that for so long. It's like training for a marathon or something. You will crack eventually.
Now, I can imagine seeing Ed with some good, smooth tequila on his vacation.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that. part of the protocol while I've been down here. In fact, I'll be honest with you, you're listening to me under the influence, so I'm just being honest with you.
Wow, you do that a lot in the early morning, huh?
Yeah.
Especially on a Sunday morning.
That's vacation for you, vacation.
Oh,
yeah, and by the way, do me a favor, have some grilled oysters for me.
You know, that's one food I still have never eaten in my entire life.
You know, Ed, that's right. I've been telling you I'll take you out and show you how to eat oysters. They're so good. Well, I've been derelict in my duties with you, so as soon as you get back, we're taking you out, okay?
That sounds like a plan.
We have to teach you. That's just a part of the beach that you're missing.
Ed, we've got to have a East Coast Florida coronavirus report. What is it like down there?
Well, honestly, the panic is... I feel that it's far less significant here in, it's, you know, near Daytona than I have seen certainly in Tennessee. There are people who are certainly wearing masks, but I would say it's 20% of the people. Publix does have arrows as to which direction you go on the path of shopping, and I didn't realize that. I was actually first night here on Saturday. I was wondering why people were looking at me so funny, and I was going the wrong direction because the arrows were not that big, and I wasn't familiar with them. And then, you know, someone told me on the intercom, I heard the message, so I got my act straightened up and went the right way. It didn't irritate me. I'm perfectly fine with reasonable steps. But, you know, again, and as Dr. Green was talking about a little bit earlier before the show, you know, we're going to have more numbers when you test more people. But, I mean, it appears still that we are heading in the right direction, doesn't it, Dr. Green?
No, I agree. And, by the way, it seems I have a child on the other side of Florida from you right now for the last week, and apparently people have been responsible and beaches are open, so are businesses. So they're having a good time, and that's how it's supposed to be. Yeah, in this area, what we're actually seeing is, on the medical side, that the numbers are decreasing. And life is getting better. So offices are opening, more procedures are being done. The true positive cases are going down, not up. We are certainly not overwhelmed, not inundated. And yet, we have plenty of PPE, there's just literally no problem doing business. We're using good procedures. Maybe we're being a little paranoid. We're always using, you know, masks and whatnot. But, you know, everybody else is too if you go to a restaurant, so that's fair enough. That being said, when I turn on the TV, it seems like they are living in a different world. And granted, it's a big country and a big world. But, you know, what I see there is, again, that culture of fear that everything's getting worse. The numbers are skyrocketing. The hospitals are inundated. And if we don't shut down immediately and go back into house arrest and shelter in place, that we're all going to perish. So that seems to be the general mood when I turn on the news, and yet it's not what I see when I open my eyes and listen to all of my colleagues in town. So at least in this area, we're doing quite well and the numbers are going down. And when we have our mass meetings, it seems to be that things are getting better. So I like giving that positive report to people. It's not that we couldn't have a setback. We're just not seeing a setback. And, you know, Ed, you also said something else that was so true. If we are, not we, but if, let's say, those in governmental power and authority are going and testing multiple people groups with tests that are not reliable, yes, you're going to have numbers that are escalated, numbers that skyrocket, but those numbers are not necessarily, I'm not saying they're not, but they're not necessarily a reflection of reality. They may be falsely positive and falsely elevated. So people need to think for themselves, research, see what kind of tests people are using and what is the accuracy of those tests. That takes some time, but don't just swallow everything you hear and see on the news, hook, line, and sinker. Stop and think about it.
Well, I love your comments, Dr. Green, because you said the culture of fear, and it's so true. And I want to talk about in the second segment a little bit more of what I've observed down here. But I also want to speak about, because I'm in the summer, like all of us, I'm in Florida. I want to talk about suntan, sunburn, suntan lotion. I'm really, really caught up in this fact that most of suntan lotions are full of very toxic ingredients, which can actually be harmful to the skin, and people don't realize that. So coming up the next segment, I want to speak about suntan, so let's get our head wrapped around that.
Just don't say bad things about my favorite one, sun bomb. You can pick on other ones.
I haven't looked that one up, Dr.
Good.
But we'll see if it passes the test, because 75% of them don't, and I'm going to tell people how they can determine if their suntan lotion is going to pass the test. So we look forward to that in a second segment. So stay with us with Dr. Green and Ed Jones here from Nutrition World. Thank you.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And I do want to again say I'm down here on the eastern coast of Florida, and certainly getting a different view of the attitude surrounding corona. I do want to talk a lot about suntans and things that are not virus related. But right now, I was driving downtown in a small little piece of Florida down here, and there was a locally owned shop. And I've really gotten irritated with these stores who put up these almost Nazi-like signs, "Do not enter," with big, like, cross bones, and, you know, like, you're going to be arrested if you come in, or if you don't have all your attire on and your mask and your gloves and this and that. I mean, what do they think? Do they really think that customers are going to leave there with a good impression? Well, this one gift store in the downtown area yesterday, I was driving by, and in huge print that they had taken with the, I guess, the glass paint that you can use, it said, "It is all going to be okay." And I just thought, what a breath of fresh air, because so many places are so militaristic about this. And I did notice yesterday that someone posted, or Starbucks posted, that they're going to be closing a good significant amount of stores because of lack of business and lack of revenue. What do they expect? When you do that, you have to find the common sense middle ground. You can't just shut it down like we are the good people and angels is going to protect all of society, and I know that you'll come back to visit us. No, you're going to cost too many people jobs, and if people who own businesses think that's compassionate, I think they need to look in the mirror, because when you start costing hundreds and thousands of jobs because you were too much of a coward to open up in the middle of common sense, not completely open, but do it in a way that can produce at least enough revenue to pay your employees to keep that store open. I don't have any compassion except for the employees. I don't have it for the business owner. So there's my rant on
that. You know, I don't disagree with that, Ed. I do don't know if you call it a disagreement. My thought is, if you own a business, you have the right to determine what kind of safety measures you want to take. And in the end, it will be survival of the fittest. So if someone decides they want to be, you know, so strict that nobody even wants to go in, survival of the fittest. People are going to choose not to go. And some of the people that really want that, that are that fearful, might choose that establishment and go. So it may change the nature of the way we all do business. But most of the business owner, not most, every single one of the business owners who has spoken with me during an office visit says they want the freedom to determine what they do in their own business and how they run it and how they want to do any protective equipment. And in their opinion, people that want to come to their place, if they're comfortable coming, let them come. And if they're not, they can stay away. And that is the general sentiment I'm hearing from business owners that come in my office. They just want the freedom to choose how they run and where they go on their own. We're adults. We can choose. Just like we're talking about, you know, J-Fest and Chattanooga Unite. The way I see it, we should be able to have businesses open in the city. And then let's say, Ed, you didn't feel comfortable going. That's great. I'm going to have a great time, Ed. I'll see you next week. But I'm going to go because I'm comfortable going. And if you weren't, you could stay home. Well, that's freedom for you. And the last time I heard, we were still free to choose, I thought.
Well, I concur totally with that common sense statement. And just to kind of go into a different conversation, I want to make one cool little comment here. I've been coming down to this little town. It's New Smyrna. It's below Daytona for off and on 20-plus years. And one of the best-kept secrets down here is if you go way down the road to the end of, like, near this state park, and it's like a dead end, there are all these – there's always three manatees that swim in this inlet waterway. And years and years ago, my daughter, Katie, and back when I was married, my ex-wife, we actually got in the water, and it was one of the coolest experiences because the manatees are kind of like golden retrievers. They're the sweetest and want attention, and they're playful, and they're huge, and, you know, it's scary. But I remember so well when my daughter was young being with the manatees. Well, this morning or yesterday morning, I go out. And I decide, I don't care that I'm 63 years old now instead of 50. I'm going to create another story. So I jumped in that water and found that those manatees again. And it was another amazing moment to be in the presence of those sweet little animals. And it's just so cool because very few people know about it. It's not regulated. It just happens to be a cool little place. So someday if you get down here, Dr. Green or Sean, I want you guys to swim with a manatee.
Yeah, I've never done that, and I'm wondering. I've never done that, and I would do it in a heartbeat, jump right in, ask questions later. I'm wondering how long they live. It may have been the same manatees.
You know, I bet you that they are, because I bet they live a good 20 years. But one other thing I want to comment, I want to ask your opinion on this, Dr. Green. You know me very well. I'm a gym nut. I go work out at least 4 days a week, but generally always 5 days a week. And I'm in pretty good shape in the gym, but let me tell you where I'm not in good shape. And, we all know that fitness is oriented to the exercise that you do. Well, I decided, because I just don't do much cardiovascular workouts, even though I work out very hard with the gym, but it's usually with weights. Well, I decided, since I'm not working out with weights this week, I'm going to run, which I have not done in 3 years. I have been so sore. I'm talking bone sore from running literally 1 mile, and I'm doing 1 minute walk, 1 minute fast run, 1 minute walk, 1 minute fast run. I mean, does that happen to you when you start something new like that, Dr. Green?
Absolutely. So, I have a distance runner background a long time ago in another life, and then quit for 50, 60 years, it feels like, and started back up. And I was so embarrassed when I did start back after a decade or more of stopping. I couldn't run more than a couple of minutes without having to walk for about four. So it was real hard to get back into it, even though I was doing all sorts of gym-type exercise. Even now, like, I'd been less active with the running, so I'm running maybe 2 days a week, biking about four. Went running last night, and I could feel it. Only ran about 2 to 3 miles, somewhere in there. And the pain was a little bit more. The good thing is, short of an injury, it's going to go away. But I think running is still one of the best exercises. Swimming, probably the best. I just can't stand swimming for exercise. I like to swim for fun. But I think you're doing the right thing. Just, you know, a good variety helps stop all that. It gives you muscle confusion. That's what I was trying to think of, like Tony Horton would have told us. So, you know, vary up that exercise. Do that for cardio, biking. You know, I've been getting back into the biking. And, you know, I like the combination of biking, running, and lifting. And that's what I've been doing for the last several weeks. And it's an experience. And the running, since I'm running less, is more painful. I'm sorry you're hurting so much, Ed, but just don't give up. And the running and walking is the right thing to do.
Well, good advice, because when I get back to the gym, now that I've kind of at least 50% through that first initial painful period, I am going to keep it up. And, you know, I may go out in the parking lot and do those. It's called high-intensity training, where you do like 1 minute fast walk, 1 minute really intense, and you keep going back and forth. The benefit of that is you don't have to do 45 minutes of stuff. You actually, high-intensity like that, if you push it to the max on the minute you run, you can get a very abbreviated workout that's giving you tremendous results. Now, I will say, and I do remember this from my younger days of doing a lot of running, I forgot that the lungs also get sore. And I just knew I had corona and COVID. When I first woke up like 5 days ago, I was like, oh my gosh, my lungs, they're feeling heavy. Well, it was just from the freaking sucking in so much wind, because the next day was gone. And then the next day I ran, came back again. And so the lungs are like a muscle too, aren't they? And they get a little tender.
Absolutely. I was just thinking of something about your running, though. And I can't remember who it was. I was trying to recall who recommends, it's a famous person, running on the balls of your feet instead of hitting heel to toe. Do you remember that?
Yep, I do. And I actually did do that, and thank you for mentioning that. I don't know where it was from, a long time ago, but I still like doing it on the balls of the feet. And of course, my calves got sore, but I am on the beach now, so it was a good flat beach, and it seemed like it works better on the beach. But that's what I'm gonna stick with on the treadmill, and I certainly encourage. You know, I've kind of gotten too much into just weight training, and now I'm realizing again, I've got to balance it with enough cardiovascular to create the optimal benefit.
Yeah. Keep up the running, Ed, and I will tell you something else I've noticed at 52 instead of 22 doing this. Each day is different, and for some reason, you know, the lifting we can feel, and some days you're like, yeah, you know, I'm not quite doing as many pull-ups or push-ups. I'm a little less. Running seems to make it more pronounced, like you're talking about, the lung pain, the body pain, the fatigue. It can hit you differently. So I don't set so much of a pace anymore, as I'm pacing it based on my, you know, how I'm breathing, what my heart rate is. And each day is different. There may be a day I'm flying and then another day that I'm not, but the exertion is the same. So I get the same, and I try to run for, you know, somewhere in the 20 to 30 minute range. And so I run for time now instead of distance. I don't know what you do, but I used to run for distance, do the lowest time I could, and I've totally changed that out. And I pick a distance or a time I'm going to run for, a duration, and whatever the distance is, I don't care. You know, it's just a matter of that time.
Completely, to pick time and not distance. Time is more ego-based, because you want to, you know, you want to come back and say, I ran, you know, 5 miles. But really and truly, your body doesn't care. It's all about the timing of it and the time that you put in.
Oh, yeah, and every run is a good run. I mean, like last night's run was, I wasn't going fast, but it was a good run, and it was shorter than most, but you know, that didn't make it a bad day, and had a good lift and enjoyed it. Biking, totally different for me. I'm sightseeing with biking, just because you can see so much and go so far. Yeah, I'm not one of those people down in a full tuck, by the way. So, you know, I want to enjoy that ride, but it should be fun. We talk about that on Vital Health Radio so much, that if what you are doing is not something you have been looking forward to all day or during the night or the day before, you probably need to find something else. This should be something you are dying to do. You love to do it. If it's not, pick a different sport.
I like that, because if we're dreading it, you know, the human nature is we cannot maintain a self-discipline of dread every day, or we will quit. And I didn't, you know, I don't love all every day going to the gym, but I like it every day. And some days I love it.
Do you look forward to it, though?
Results. I do. I look forward
to it.
There you go. Now, you know, I've always said this, that if I wake up and I don't feel like, it's unusual, but if I just don't feel like going to the gym, I say to myself, I'm going to go in and do two sets of bench presses. And if I don't feel like doing any more, I'm going to take a shower and go to work. Well, so far after 50 years of working out, I've never quit after two sets. Once I get those two sets in, the momentum has started and I am rolling, and that's what makes it work. So
absolutely.
I'm real happy with that.
And those first few sets are the hardest ones. That's where you're warming up and the pain is there. You know, another thing I think you do that I do is it's my goal, if I ever decide one day, you know, I don't have the time or I've worked too late, that's my day off. The next day I have to go. So no more than one day off.
Absolutely, my friends. Well, believe it or not, it's time to take a break. When we come back, I want to really dig into this suntan, sunbeds, sunburns, suntan lotion kind of topic. It's time to talk about this. And I've always been passionate about educating people on the, at least from my perspective, the wise choices of suntan lotions, because 75% of them are having chemicals in them that can be actually damaging the skin, actually creating potentially more skin cancer because of the chemical we put on. And we're doing it from a good place of hopefully protecting us. So again, follow the money trail. We can't believe all these fancy ads all the time. And I'm going to give some clarity on that. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, and nutrition. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And as we've been talking, you know, I'm hanging out down here on the east coast of Florida.
Well,
of course, you know, and I'm right on the beach and watching lots of people spraying and putting on suntan lotion, which is a good thing. The general idea is, because we know that sunburn is going to damage the skin. We know sunburn is going to increase skin cancer rates. Dr. Green knows far more than I do about this. And we don't want that. We want to protect our skin, you know, especially as we get older and not have the end result of abusing it. But the problem is that 75% of all suntan lotions contain several ingredients, but the two main ingredients that actually create some skin damage, which has been linked to sometimes actually melanoma, is oxybenzone and retinyl palmitate. Those two ingredients, if applied to the skin, actually are very harsh to the skin, and I will not do those except in certain circumstances where I just don't have anything else or I'm feeling like I have to have something. But there's two apps that you can research your suntan lotions on. One is EWG, and you download that app, you can put in a suntan lotion, and the other is called Think Dirty. And both of those are apps that have nothing to sell, so we don't have to worry about conflict of financial interest. And they were going to tell you the safety margins of these, of whatever brand you are using. I will have to say that the brands that are very pure generally use zinc oxide. And as you know, Dr. Green, and probably you too, Sean, zinc oxide's not the easiest to use because it has that white, very ghost-like color to it when it first goes on. So you really look super pale and it looks obvious for about 20 minutes when you put it on. It's not like the easy spray stuff. But it also is totally safe, never had a problem. And you generally find those at health food stores like Nutrition World or any good health food store. And I recommend it especially for children. In fact, my daughter, Katie Coleman, has a Facebook group that's private, but it's easy to join, called Earth Conscious Mama. And she's written two articles on how to choose suntan lotion, especially for your children. So Earth Conscious Mama, I encourage anyone to sign up on Facebook, read her articles on suntan lotion. They are amazing what she's talking about. And I don't know. I'm sure both of you guys, like everybody else, it's just so freaking easy to grab the Neutrogena 50+, spray it on, and go for it. But, you know, actually breathing those fumes is harmful, too. So, you know, be cautious. And I want people to understand that we have better choices. It's just you have to deal with a little bit of issue with the zinc oxide white. I'm sure you've used that, haven't you, Dr. Green, the zinc oxide?
You know, only putting it on the kids in the past, like on their nose or ears, stuff like that, you know, so it does look kind of funny and stands out. Or during college to paint words on my friends while they were asleep in the sun. It was very handy for that.
Ed, you know, I've noticed, I find myself and other friends going to the box stores, and you're always looking for the deal. You're looking to see if Copper Tone's got a value pack or Hawaiian Tropic or whatever it should be. And I think we should look at things differently. We shouldn't be so concerned with price and think about, okay, a few extra bucks to take care of our skin is a very cheap price to pay.
Well, with one exception, like I mentioned, I'll have to research Sun Bomb and see, but I just, you know, I do like the product. I like the smell. The packaging is great. They have a lot of good products, including, you know, Ed, like shampoos and things like that. You know, where I was thinking, Sean, about price is this. Most times, if you get somewhere in the 30 to 50 SPF range, you're spending all the money that you need. A lot of people will go on and spend a lot of extra money, say, to get the 100. Mm-hmm. But the 50 gives you 98% protection, and then the 100 gives you about 99%. So how much do you want to pay for 1% more? I don't know. It really depends on you and how much you want to spend. For myself, if I see a great deal on a 30, and Ed, I'm very bad. I do go and just buy, you know, whatever brand I can find, preferably Sun Bomb. But if Sun Bomb is 10 times the cost of whatever else I can find, I will buy the cheaper one as long as it's at least 30 to 50. But I'm usually very happy with a 30 unless it's on my face. That is the one place I'll spend a little extra money and get a better product is on your faces. I don't want to spray that stuff in my eyes anyway.
Do you guys use the spray or the lotion?
Spray on the body, lotion on the face. How about you, Ed?
Well, the problem is zinc oxide cannot be sprayed. It has to be lotion. And, of course, when you have a pretty face like Dr. Green, you know, you have to protect it like a Hollywood star.
All right.
And, you know, Sean, you and I, you know, we're just the average Joe.
We got a face for radio.
Oh, be glad you're on the phone there, Ed. But thank you. But I do, and they make a lot of good waterproof you know, creams, sunscreen creams for the face, and you know, make it for the kids or the adults. But the spray, I will say, Ed, there is a convenience factor. There is. And to be able, you know, a lot of times I'm putting that on by myself, and so you can spray your entire body standing in one spot. You know, that's nice. You don't need anybody to help you with it. So I go for the convenience factor, but at least the quality of a 30 to 50. But I'm going to have to do a little research. We talked about this last summer, and I was a bad boy and just bought what I can find. I'll try to do a little better this summer.
Well, of course, I don't go to nude beaches like you do, so I don't have to spray everything. But, with, you know, some guys have to spray the whole body. And, of course, I understand the convenience factor, but I'm just joking now, people. I don't go to nude beaches. I'm just joking. But I want to say there is...
Chris isn't... Dr. Green's not denying it.
Oh, I know.
No, just let people wonder.
Imaginations on a Sunday morning.
No, there was... Yeah. I will say this as a joke. There was one time with Disney, sorry Disney if someone from Disney is listening, but there was an outing, took all the kids out, and they took us to a beautiful Crescent Beach, and we had been there exploring for at least an hour when two nude people walked out onto the beach. The Disney representative looked like he was about to die on the spot. Uh-huh. I've never seen somebody turn that white in the middle of the sun when he had a suntan when he started. We all have never... swam faster than that back to our jet skis, and we were gone.
Well, Ed, if you were at a nude beach, what would you recommend? What product would you use to protect yourself?
Fig leaf.
goodness.
Well, I want to make one point, is I do believe in a certain nutrient because of my history of researching so many things. There's something called astaxanthin, which is called a carotenoid's a certain family of nutrients, and it comes from an algae, and what it does is, and I started doing it again like 3 weeks ago, it's very richly colored itself, but it has the ability to produce a protective barrier that shields fragile algae from UV damage. So when humans take astaxanthin, it does the same thing for us, because I'll be honest with you, I put zinc oxide on my face, and it's been beaten down wide open sun here for six straight days, and I have not used anything except on my face, and I used astaxanthin at 10 to 20 milligrams, and I literally have no burn. This was a boy who would burn in 33 minutes of any sun early in my life, and now with astaxanthin, I don't burn. Now, I could if I'm stupid, but if I'm out there for two straight hours, which is pretty significant, I'm not getting a burn, and normally I would. So astaxanthin is something I really, really, really encourage people, because it has tremendous health benefits. It actually can improve athletic performance. It protects the heart. It slows cognitive decline and protects the vision. And just to put a plug in for Nutrition World, I'm really PO'd sometimes when I hear people ordering their nutrients from Amazon. And the reason is because in the summertime, what in the heck do you think is happening to those nutrients when they sit on those UPS trucks and in that warehouse? Well, guess what NutritionW.com does? We ship with ice packs. We do the very best we can to protect those nutrients. And if you order from within Chattanooga, you're going to get it the next day. So you're going to have a protected nutrient. So I had to put a plug in for our amazing new system at NutritionW.com for astaxanthin or anything that you want to deal with.
Yeah, I was just looking up while we were talking, you know, things that didn't have oxybenzone and other toxic agents. At least on one, it was Market Watch. They named a few. I don't know if you've heard of these, but there was a copper tone called Pure and Simple, Blue Lizard Australian, never heard of it, a Zinc Dry Touch by Neutrogena, and one called Think Sport. So, you know, I don't know that I've looked these up before, but they got some of the safest, least toxic reviews recently.
Oh, good, good, good. You know, the only one I know is just the ones we sell at Nutrition World. I don't look them up because I know they're good, because Katie takes care of all that, and she's more particular than any human I know. But, you know, we got a long summer left. I encourage people to think about astaxanthin not only for skin but for their own health. Back in the day, 20 years ago, believe it or not, when I did set the world record for chin-ups, I did 285 in 1 hour. I actually used astaxanthin. And because I was starting to see little tiny tidbits that it would increase endurance in endurance athletes. And when I finished that chin-up thing, I sent an email to the company who actually, the original company who makes astaxanthin. And I said, I hope you people realize the amazing benefit of astaxanthin for endurance. And they were like, yeah, we have several studies, but of course they were thrilled to put my testimony on their site. But it does increase endurance also. I'm going to bring you a bottle, Dr. Green. I want you to try it out.
Yeah, there was that. We're going to go for infusion therapy probably right after we do our cold therapy and all of that. But we were supposed to do that, I think, soon as well.
And, you know, it's odd you mentioned that, because down here in Florida, it is the mecca of IV therapy, and I wanted to so badly, but you know how time slips up when you're trying to relax. You don't want to have schedules, but you know, there's one in every, or two in every single town, of the IV therapies, the ketamines, the nutrients, the hydration, the hangover, everything you can imagine. And it's so easy, and the walk-in system is flawless. And, you know, Chattanooga, we're lucky to have actually two places. We have Circle of Life Family Medicine that does some IVs, and we have Fast Access, which Dr. Green and I interviewed Dr. Curley from there about 2 months ago, and they offer IV therapy. So I'm a big, big fan of that, especially if you're feeling under the weather and you get a vitamin C or something else. Very interesting stuff. So I encourage people who are into that stuff to pursue it. It has value. It has value.
Absolutely.
And we are going to do that. You and I are going to go. We got three things we got to do, so we got to make sure that happens before too long.
And for the listeners, it's not that we don't believe in it. We just live very busy lives, which I'm hopefully going to follow in your footsteps and get some time off at some point this summer, Lord willing.
Well, you deserve it, and I know that we need it. It's not just a luxury. It's actually mandatory. And that's where I short myself, is on sleep and on time off. But I'm going to, you know, again, try to do better. But I've said that before, and that's where I really, really fall down. So,
but another good time to, you know, remind people, like, we're using our our releases, you know, the biking is one of mine, exercise, music, all those things. You know, even if you don't have a lot of downtime, just maximize your downtime and relax your brain. I can't tell you how relaxing that is. Even if I get home right before sunset, get on that bike, go riding, you know, find a hill overlooking the water and just watch the sunset. I mean, I'm totally relaxed by the time I get back after that.
Wow. I love that. I love hearing it. Good inspiration for me. Well, brother, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com, or just download their free app for Apple or Android. Frederick Buechner said, "Listen to your life. All moments are key moments." Well, today we're going to talk about listening. Well, listening to each other and listening to God. Well, when was the last time that you had a real live conversation with someone? A talk without any devices, no TV, no cell phone, no texting, no Snapchat, no Messenger, no music. I mean, no distractions. I am talking about a one-on-one conversation with a real person in which you each take turns and genuinely listen to one another. For some of us, that may have been a while. No wonder it is so hard for us to slow down or to stop our busy lives in order to listen to God. The prophet Habakkuk, in his first chapter, sees inequities in the world. Wicked men who swallow up those more righteous than themselves. He asks God why this is tolerated. Some may be asking the same question right now, given our broken world. If we claim to love God and yet see huge gaps in what we believe is right compared with what we see around us, we can respectfully ask for understanding, as did this prophet. We are surrounded these days by injustice and violence. But in the words of Ronald Reagan, a people free to choose will always choose peace. Well, what did the prophet do after taking his hard questions? Or after asking his hard questions, he stopped. He just stopped. He rested. He listened. He wrote in his second chapter, "I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me, and what answer I am to give to this complaint." Remember Psalm chapter 46, verse 10, which says, "Be still and know that I am God." We are not called to be busy and then know God. We are called to be still, to be quiet, and to listen. Now, he may speak to you as you pray and meditate, or as you read his word in the Bible, or perhaps he will speak to you through another person, or even your circumstances, if only you will pause long enough to reflect and understand. So, quiet yourself. Quiet your heart. Quiet your spirit. Learn to listen to his voice in many ways that he may speak to you. We usually ask for what we need or what we want to see happen. but are we willing to listen to what he has to say, even if it is not exactly what we want to hear? I can guarantee that God will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He is perfectly dependable and loving and will not abandon us in our time of difficulty. He will hold on to us tightly and carry us through our time of pain and need. Psalm chapter 46, verses 9 through 11 says that God makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." I would like to close with a word from the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. "I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war that the bright daybreak of peace and brotherhood can never become a reality. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word." Amen to that. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend, as always, and certainly appropriate for our times. I kind of came to me the ancient saying that says, "Hatred never ceases by hatred, but by love alone are we healed." And then secondly, your point of be quiet and listen truly resonates, because we're so caught up in the busyness of our own thinking, our minds, our distractions, that we tend to lose the small, still voice within. And our intuition and our wisdom is born within us. And in order to hear that, we must be quiet and listen. So thank you very much, Dr. Green, for that. To change the subject totally, I want to make sure I get this point in. I do a national podcast called The Holistic Navigator. It's theholisticnavigator.com. I had one of the most interesting interviews about 3 weeks ago from a lady named Angelina. She lives in Florida. I'm not sure which city down here. I think Tampa. And she has passionately devoted her life to healing of pets, especially dogs. And she had the most amazing stories on CBD, which, of course, is the hemp product that we all have known now for a couple of years, on exactly how to use CBD for your pet's ailments and illnesses. If you have a pet right now that's suffering from chronic whatever, please listen to the Holistic Navigator and listen to her dosage and her advice on that. It's worth a try, people, because I've seen it work in many cases when nothing else does. So I wanted to make sure I get that plug in, because so many people are suffering with their animals with chronic disease. I think it's worse than humans sometimes. And I know long ago I had a golden retriever named Angel, and at 7 years old, she had lymphoma, and it broke my heart. She died within about 4 months of diagnosis, and I really fault myself. And the reason I do is because I was so aware of the connection between food and health of humans, but I never really considered it for pets. And these big bags of kibble, dry dog food, that we are purchasing for our pets is generally despicable. It's the lowest quality ingredients that can be packaged and sell. And I don't care what's on the label, all that green stuff and pretty trees and all the word natural, you can't trust any of that. You have to be a very astute shopper to know what's really good and what's not. And kibble's not ever that good. You need raw foods, you need raw meats, you need the raw stuff. So Nutrition World carries all of that, but even without that, I want people to learn more about the fact they can heal their pets so much on their own and not have to resort to the heavy-duty medication. So,
well, you know,
so much for my tirade on pets.
Well, no, I was going to say it. It shouldn't surprise us. Over the years, I've noticed with all my pets how much their medicine is similar to human medicine. So I know it's not the same. I'm not a veterinarian, not trained in that kind of medicine, but there are so many similarities. So it just makes sense, everything that you said, and that they would benefit from a lot that we benefit from. And by the way, for you and Sean, help me remember, what you mentioned CBD. You know that I also recommend those to a lot of my patients. I'm a believer. And I want to, at some point, have my friend Gustavo from São Paulo, Brazil, who imports CBDs and other nutritional products to his home there. I really want to have him on there, and you know, let's have a viewpoint from a completely different part of this world, especially Brazil, with, you know, thinking of all they've been through lately. So you guys help me remember that, and we're going to have Gustavo on the show.
That sounds like a plan, my friend. I never want to stop learning, and I think that's one of the greatest values of our well over 2 years of Vital Health Radio, is when you go back and look on the website, I mean, we have put together a true encyclopedia of knowledge, and I encourage people who, you know, are interested in just all different subjects, scroll back on the different topics we have done. There's almost nothing we haven't covered of some sort.
Well, brother, that's so true, Ed.
Time again, and you know, I look forward to being back with you next week. And again, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake, a production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and also a quiet and listening day, my friends. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.